time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm good. A little chillier this morning than yesterday.
A little bit, yeah.
But the forecast still not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Not bad. Not winter-like, that's for sure.
No, not a bit.
Is there any snow in that forecast at all?
Does not say that word on the forecast sheet.
Nothing. You don't even want to say the word, do you?
No.
No. Don't jinx it now, huh? Don't jinx it yet. All right. We got a few weeks away yet. We still have time for a white Christmas. We'll see how it works out. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used Maytag drying center in very good condition. An older 20 cubic foot upright freezer works good. Used Maytag washer, older model, works. $89 will buy it. Got two used stack washer-dryer combinations, one of them near new. Got a 40-gallon natural gas direct vent water heater, one smooth-top range microwave hood combinations at $35 and take your pick. They're used. Several used under-counter dishwashers, several used electric and gas clothes dryers, two front-load washers by Whirlpool with pedestals, one near new, and prices have been drastically reduced on those, and one used front-load washer. Got lots of Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG refrigerators. Got over 75 units in stock to choose from, so very good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, top trade-ins at W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Gas and electric water heaters we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and service it after the sale. Luxury Water Saucer, it's an Iowa company. Retest the water for hardness. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Wanted to share a few notes here this morning with you about something that well, it's pretty popular around Christmas time especially. You may very have something like that in your home. The poinsettia plant. You probably have one sitting around somewhere. It seems like they're traded quite frequently here during this time of the year, and a lot of folks have those popular potted flowers around their house, especially during the Christmas season. Well, the folks at Iowa State University Extension put together a few notes about how to keep them healthy and keep them around. They actually can last quite a bit of time if you take good care of them. Now, when you're buying a poinsettia plant, whether it's for yourself or perhaps for a gift for someone else, you know, the first thing to remember is they don't just come in red. That's usually what most people see them as, is red flowering plants. But they actually come in several different colors. Can you name them? Do you know? Have any idea? They come in burgundy. They come in pink, salmon, white, cream, and gold colors. And then you also can get multicolored ones as well. They come in a couple of different colors, bicolored. You can get marbled. There are also speckled poinsettias as well. So you can get all kinds of different types, all kinds of different colors and styles to be able to mix and match it depending upon how you want to decorate up the home. But the colorful part of the poinsettia, commonly referred to as the plant's flowers, are actually modified leaves. The true flowers are yellow to green little button-like objects that are located in the center of those leaves. And when you go out to select a poinsettia, because usually when you find these, there are so many of them all stacked up in one particular area. There are just so many of them to take a look at, and sometimes they kind of all run together because they're all lined up so close together. But you want to look for a well-shaped plant, and you're looking for dark green foliage, and you want well-colored the well-colored leaves, the flowering part of it. The true flowers should be shedding little or no pollen when you do buy those. And you want to avoid poinsettias with wilted foliage, any broken stems, or those that have few leaves. You know, sometimes look at the ones that folks will look at the ones that have few leaves on them and think, well, that's all right. It's just young. It'll grow. It'll take off and go. And actually, it might last a little bit longer because I'm getting it when it's really young. Well, that's not necessarily always the case. Now, how about caring for those once you do get them in the house? You want to place that poinsettia plant in a plant sleeve or perhaps carefully wrap it before you take it home. Exposing the poinsettia to freezing temperatures, even for just a few minutes, can cause those flowering areas and leaves to blacken and to drop off. It doesn't take very long. They're popular plants during the Christmas season, but they don't last very long at all, just minutes, as a matter of fact, if you expose them to very cold temperatures. So you want to be very careful of that, especially when you're out delivering. Now, as soon as you get them home, you want to unwrap that poinsettia and place it near a sunny window or perhaps some other well-lit location. However, one thing to remember, while it's good to put them in the window so they can catch a little bit of that direct sunlight, one thing you don't want to do is let the plant actually touch the cold window pane. If it touches that cold window pane or has leaves up against that window, you could have some issues there, too, with the cold temperatures. So you want to keep it away from cold drafts as well, and also heat sources on the other side, too. They don't like it real hot or real cold. The poinsettias kind of prefer temperatures between 60 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit, so keep them somewhere toward the middle of the house. You want to keep them away from those heat vents as well in the wintertime. Now, water needs also can be determined just with your finger. Just check the potting soil every day, and when the soil surface gets dry to the touch, well, that should be your cue to water the plant, and you want to water it until that water begins to flow out through the bottom of the pot. Now, the pots of most poinsettias are placed inside decorative pot covers. So when you water a poinsettia, you want to remove that pot covering, water the plant in the sink, and then put the poinsettia back into that pot cover. Sometimes the mistake people make is they're looking for that water to come out the bottom, but well, it doesn't because it's in a pot cover. It's swimming in water by the time you realize that, and then you can drown those plants, and they don't do you a whole lot of good at that point. You know, when you do give them good care, the poinsettia actually should remain attractive for several weeks, so you can keep them well after the Christmas and New Year's Day holidays. One of the reasons that they are such popular plants during this Christmas season, aside from the fact that they do remind a lot of folks and look like Christmas, but they do last a good long time. You can have them throughout most of the what we consider to be the Christmas season, most of the time through around the November Thanksgiving holiday, all the way in through the Christmas and New Year's Day holidays. If you take good care of them, they'll last plenty of time. Now, a lot of folks seem to have this notion that the poinsettia is a poisonous plant. I think we've all probably heard that at one time or another, at least to dogs and cats and things, that they're poisonous. Well, it has long been regarded as a poisonous plant. However, research conducted at various institutions has shown that the poinsettia is not actually poisonous. Now, while the poinsettia is not poisonous, it is also not intended for human or animal consumption. Don't eat them. That should have been pretty obvious anyway. They don't sell them in the produce section of the grocery store, right? Make sure you don't ingest those. Individuals should, you're still advised, you should keep those poinsettias out of the reach of small children and pets. While they might not necessarily be poisonous, they do have colorings in them and things, so there are some issues there. And like anything else, with pets who might have sensitive digestive systems, you know, they might be used to eating certain things, certain types of food, and all of a sudden they get something else in them, and then that kind of ties the intestines up in knots, and you know the drill after that. It's not a very pleasant time. So one of the potential health problems, though, that is associated with poinsettias is dermatitis, which would be an irritation to the skin. Now, when a poinsettia stem is cut or broken, it gets kind of a milky sap that oozes from the wound where it's broken. So some people may develop a skin irritation if that milky sap happens to come in contact with their skin. So that's one thing to be aware of there. Lots of good helpful tips and information. Poinsettia plants actually are pretty easy to take care of. They're not real difficult to take care of. You just need to do kind of the simple things. Make sure you protect it from the extreme temperatures and keep it in a place where it's getting some light. And make sure you water it carefully. Water it on a regular basis, but water it carefully when you do that. And if you take care of them like that, you should get a lot of good use out of them. A lot of folks spend some good money on poinsettia plants during the holiday season. Not too many folks will buy one. They seem to like to decorate with several of them. So if you're going to spend that money on them, make sure you take good care of them. And they actually can last a good long time and give a great feel to your house or business or wherever you choose to decorate up with some of those plants here for the holiday season. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell you more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of chests, freezers, and uprights. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. Electric and gas ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG. In stock for a line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special orders such as slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Washers and dryers, top-load and front-load in small, large, and super-capacity models. If space is a problem, we have stack-type units. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, and, of course, Speed Queen, which is a USA company, and they have a 3-year parts labor and in-home warranty service. stop and see us at WNS and try to do it today. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Could put you to work, give you a little homework assignment. When you go to church on Sunday, I dare you to count all the poinsettias that are in your church. They seem to be popular places for poinsettia plants come the holiday season. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.